Holly Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 7th of March. The sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are saying...
Yes, well.
Well, is that better than yes, but? Planets...
Sun identity conjunct Neptune, reality, illusion, confusion, ruler of Pisces, in Pisces, of course. Splish, splash.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe not.
These planets, ever hopeful that people will see the reality of a situation, partnership, project, etc., are trying to present an accurate portrayal of the condition and viability of the situation, partnership, project, etc. However, the information is subject to interpretation, and the interpretation is subject to the impulse or diplomatically obsessive need to insist upon using past performance or history as a barometer, making the whole process rather tricky. Meanwhile, your assessment of an arrangement really should be consistent with that of its participants. For example, you need the article presentation results drawing in 3 days. The writer, printer, lab, architect can deliver in 3 weeks. Because if these components aren't in sync, you will want to know straight away so that you can push the necessary persuasion buttons. That said, there are still certain instances when sitting back and letting it all unfold is more efficient than weighing in or attempting to shepherd a matter to its logical conclusion. So to the extent possible, endeavor to shuttle between the two modes rather than spending the bulk of your energy trying to figuratively make cats walk in a line.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun conjunct Neptune.
Pisces, Leo.
Oh yeah, there's a combo. And if one's birthday is 7th of March?
Well, you are likely to have incredible insights into yourself, your needs, and ambitions this year, be aware. It will be relatively easy to decide that the Earth is flat or some other truth no longer held to be self-evident if you conclude it suits your purposes. Needless to say, this could lead to spirited dialogues or debates should anyone have the temerity to challenge you or your program.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.